Today's prayer for Friday, April 3rd, 2020. It is so easy to criticize. It is even easier to criticize when our evil intentions get pointed out to us. When we choose to do wrong and someone corrects us, we usually do not thank them. Rather, what we do is get angry. But why? Is it not that their correction of our bad actions is an act of love? If we persist in our wrong actions, the consequences for us are high indeed. We are condemned. But if we heed the advice of someone who is correcting us, then we can turn to the Lord for forgiveness by repenting of our sins. And the consequences of that action are amazing indeed. Those consequences mean eternal life for you and me. It is also the case that when we enable a sinner to turn away from sin, we cover a multitude of our own sins. And so there is a twofold cause for joy, since both the sinner and us are closer to God. And that is an amazing, unbelievable action of grace on the part of God. We are on the cusp of entering the week we call holy. It is during this week we will celebrate the most intense part of our faith. We will celebrate the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus. Indeed, we will celebrate our salvation. And in the midst of a very dark world, this is light indeed. It is not a light that flickers and goes out, but a light that constantly shines in the darkness to take away our sins. Let us pray. Dear Jesus, you are the light that shines through the darkness. Even though we sin, and even though we can fail to repent, we know that you still love us. And we know that if we allow it, your love can harden even the hardest of hearts. Inspired with the confidence of our faith, we ask you to soften our hard hearts and forgive our sins. We make this prayer in the name of Jesus. Amen. The music for this prayer is entitled Cheesy Piano Medley by Alexander Nakarada and can be found at filmmusic.io. It is used with permission under the Creative Commons license. Full information about this song can be found in the post for this prayer. Join us again tomorrow for another Today's Prayer.